Hey, I just have a question about GPS and, you know, clocking in and out. So for Keith Hightower, he sent me over a new address, and he said he informed the service coordinator of it. When we got the authorization over, it got sent over to a West Ontario Street with a West Ontario Street address.
Yeah,
He says
that's from Medicaid. It's not
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But then I looked on Navinet, and they don't even they the address they have is a completely different one on where is it? Briggs Street. Like, so all I'm getting three different addresses. I don't know if what
Service coordinator would have done an assessment at a specific location. So we should have either Valeria or someone from New York
just
contact the
confirm
service
everything.
coordinator and ask what is the service location.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you straight out, Keith Hightower is a scammer.
You think?
No. I don't think. I know. I would never have taken the case.
Why? What happened?
He's
What?
a bad caregiver. He was a scumbag when he was a caregiver, and now he's a client.
I
He's for
know.
sure splitting checks. I have no doubt in my mind.
All right. So I'll
He doesn't
have
need
her.
services. He's 41 years old. He's perfectly fine. Unless he got into a car accident, he's paraplegic, which I doubt.
I think he was hit by a car. I'm pretty
Good. I
sure
hope he
that's
gets hit
what
again
the.
then. I'm telling you, fraud. It's straight fraud. The whole thing is
Okay.
fraud. But so if again, it's going to be by the book, and
All
if they're
right,
going to
so I'll
leak
have
their
her
files, then
reach
yeah.
out. Yeah, because the. Yeah,
But
okay.
get that service coordinator to confirm service location.
Okay. All
Because
right,
they would
thank
have
you.
done an assessment in the past few weeks.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
No problem.
All right, bye.